Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 25th of September of the year 2020, and on this day in history, in 1639, they established the first printing press in America, a wonderful thing to establish that led directly to Fox News, which is not so good. Your guest today on the podcast is recently rediscovered royal and ex-formerly disgraced ex-home secretary, John Luke Roberts. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
What's been going on in the royal family of late? Can you give us any behind-the-scenes gossip?
Well, no more than six of us are allowed to get together at the same time. So once you count the corgis in, I've not been spending a lot of time with them, really. I'm fairly low down the list of family events.
Well, the problem with the royal family is it's difficult to tell how many people each person is. I mean, you know the Queen is one, but...
Well, no, but of course, historically, you have the Queen's two bodies, or the King's two bodies. There's the representation of this force of kingliness or queenliness that is carried through the ages, and then there's the physical human body of the Queen. So actually, the Queen counts as two, and that only leaves four people left.
And also, she is the nation, isn't she? She's figuratively the nation here. So that's three. That's a lot of...
Yeah. And then once you've got the... I think she's got four corgis at the moment. So one of the corgis gets locked out, least favourite corgi. And it's her and the dogs.
Fair enough. Well, I'm very happy that you've had time in your packed royal schedule to bring us our top story for today, which will be Tropical Island news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. Rio Tinto mining chief Jean-Sébastien Jacques will step down after mining action in Western Australia destroyed two indigenous sites that had been there for over 46,000 years. The company said, "We're very sorry, we had no idea they were important, which is why we hired lawyers a few days before we really blew up the entire place that we knew was important but decided wasn't." Mr. Jacques said he plans to move into fracking with a list of target sites including Jerusalem, Notre Dame Cathedral, two small puppies, a sick child he saw in a hospital who looked like maybe he had some fillings, and a third cuter puppy that looked like it was full of lead. So that's the news from Australia. And workers are on strike at a number of major social media platforms as the people who get the worst stuff off of Facebook and Twitter have walked away from their laptops to spend 3 weeks vomiting into a set of bushes at the side of a highway. I think that's a really good thing, because think about how awful the crap you see on social media is. These are the guys and girls who have to see the stuff that is worse than that 9 to 5. They spend their entire business week staring into an anonymous Bosch psychological hellscape. No bueno for the mental health. So I support this workers strike. As a royal, how do you feel about workers on strike?
It doesn't affect me much. You know, I'm it doesn't. My main money comes from taxes, and then there's my. I have a small farm where I sell organic candles from, and that, you know, we don't really need workers for that. We've trained monkeys, so. And monkeys can't strike. That's the great thing about monkeys. Ask Mr. PG Tips. That's why I used to use them all the time.
Oh, interesting. And once you pop, you can't recycle. The Pringles can is apparently being redesigned after being designated a, quote, recycler's nightmare by environmental watchdogs. The can, which was once made from 10% asbestos and 90% dolphin intestines, will now be made holistically from the whole dolphin. When asked if the dolphins would be fed asbestos for that classic Pringles pop, a Pringles spokesperson, which is the man in the hat and the moustache, said, well, it can't be worse for you than eating Pringles. And that's all the news that we have time for.
Presumably they're changing the slogan to once you just can't stop.
And that's all the time we have for the stories we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Parental Guilt. From the people who brought you life comes Parental Guilt. Parental Guilt. We got you here. Why don't you call me more often? And turn that frown upside down. You're holding your Amazon delivery box the wrong way around, silly. You don't want it to look sad. You might accidentally remember the working conditions at their warehouses. Turn that frown upside down. And have you got a tiny turtle with nowhere to go? You need Turtle Counseling, the slow-moving therapy. And I should know. I used to be a turtle and a teenager and a mutant and a ninja. Put your tiny turtle in half a glass of water and take him to the therapist. This episode brought to you by Therapy, Turtles, and Half a Glass of Water.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's all the time we have for your ads, because now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Top story, Tropical Island News. John-Luke Roberts, you're our Tropical Island correspondent.
Yes.
Owning a couple of Tropical Islands yourself, both in your role as disgraced former Home Secretary and in your current role as ruling some small portion of the previously British Empire. What's happening in the world of Tropical Islands right now?
Well, first off, this is sort of beside the point, but one of my islands, I have started, you know, when you sort of meditate, you imagine yourself, you close your eyes, you put a soundscape on, you imagine yourself in a tropical island, you know, that sort of on the beach, you're hearing the lapping of the waves.
Yep.
Well, if you want to do that for one of my islands, you will have
doing it right now.
Well, I'm afraid you will have to pay for the visa to do that. That's we've just brought that in just to bring in a little extra money to help with the upkeep of the island and my yachts. But the big news this week, and I'm very proud to be the face of this, is a great new British enterprise to help our tourist economy, which obviously has taken a bump because of it's generally being just a horrible, horrible place to be or to visit. So what we're doing, we are launching a campaign to try and increase tourism in the country of which I am a royal of. Although actually I'm a royal of your country too, now come to think of it. But
only technically.
Well, I'm only technically a royal here. You know.
By the time you're on the money, it'll all be cashless economy.
Maybe I could be on a Bitcoin. I imagine they're very little, so it's hard to draw a face on them. They're tiny Bitcoins. Must be tiny.
They're imaginary, so yes.
Well, you can imagine, like, Godzilla's imaginary, and he's massive. So Britain is being rebranded as a tropical island. We're an island. That's half of it. People like tropical islands. So we thought, well, why not just do that? So we're launching a big campaign for the people of the nation to get behind us, get behind Britain, and do your bit. So these are some of the things that we're encouraging people to do. Drink more lilt. If everybody drinks a can of lilt a day, then, because that, of course, is the totally tropical taste, that's what it is. It would be very hard to argue that we're not a tropical country. If everybody is tasting tropical things at least once a day, well, that sounds pretty tropical to me, just on a sort of psychic level. Five Alive will do it a push. Asking people to plant a coconut in your garden. Now, I don't know that the coconuts are seeds. I haven't really looked into it. But I assume if you plant a coconut, best case scenario, you'll grow a coconut tree. Worst case scenario, you've buried some treasure, some healthy treasure. And you can give a map and then people get there and go, yes, we've got treasure. And they'll dig it up and they go, ah, it's not gold. But they go, but it's nutritious. And I believe the water inside has something like electrolytes or something like that. We're also saying, if you make a topical comedy at the moment, why not put in more R's so it becomes a tropical comedy? So we're looking forward to the MRASH report and Have I Got News For You? And then just on a day-to-day basis, we're encouraging people, if you see a bird, paint it. Colourful colours. Carry around some, I don't know, lime green, some red, some orange, spray paint in your pocket. Go down to wherever you see a pigeon and give it a good squirt. And, you know, if we've got colourful birds, almost certainly a tropical island. And yeah, more pirates. That's the plan. And that will, I think, increase tourism to our great nation of Britain a lot.
I mean, that all sounds like excellent advice, and I hope that your plan carries forward successfully. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for the top story for today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor.
The trop story.
No, I had two R's in story.
Okay, thanks.
And now it's time for your letters to the editor.
Strawry.
Your letter's the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and Apprentice Alice, that's you today, John Luke.
Ah, it's nice to be. What are you training me in?
Alicing. I assume, Alicing. In two dimensions is not enough. This comes in from Dave, by the way. It astonished me that the demise of Harriet Wells has gone so far unremarked, except for a passing mention of her being killed and eaten by Christopher D. Skinner. Is this a regular occurrence? Is this what happened? How often does Christopher feel the need to feast on human flesh? Does he have any good recipes? We demand answers. Yours sincerely, Dave. Thank you, Dave, for this. Actually, Harriet Wells was not killed and eaten by Christopher D. Skinner. Christopher D. Skinner is an entirely inoffensive person who wishes only good for everyone and has an infinite amount of temper. So this, I would say, is a silly letter. Not a stupid letter, because we did make a joke about that. Actually, Harriet Wells has so far gone out into the world and achieved great things, boosted in many ways by the support and recommendations and, like, beautiful, beautiful letters of recommendation, handwritten, that Christopher D. Skinner sends out to prospective employers by the medium of Pigeon Post. I hope this answers your question. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. If you're one of our listeners in the other dimension, a quick word now from your Alice Fraser. Hi, listeners in my dimension. Do subscribe to our podcast feed. We're literally the only daily satirical news podcast from another dimension. What is not to like? We might not do everything or indeed anything very well, but we do a lot of it. Do tell your friends about us. Thank you for that, Alice. Your guest today on the podcast was John Luke Roberts. John Luke, have you got anything to plug?
I'm on Twitter at jlukeroberts, and I have a website, johnlukeroberts.co.uk, where you can buy my comedy specials and my wares.
Wares?
Wares.
Oh.
Wares. You
on
know,
your website.
Wares, like things.
I see.
Yeah. Wares.
Wares.
Like, where. Like, yeah, not like where. Where.
The last post.
Can you have a where?
You can have
a where.
Can you say a where? Yes.
Well, you don't hear it often. It's mainly wares. People talk about wares, not...
Not a singular where. But if you're aware,
so,
stay alert, but not alarmed.
Yes. Alice, back to you.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life, and at the $5 level, all of my specials to download for free. in medium to low quality. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sidekick and hench thug, the iron fist to his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.